make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Last time I looked at my wife and or any other woman around me, I've noticed that they are quite different from me in many ways. Unfortunately, the drug companies don't particularly like to distinguish men from women, to the detriment of women and the potential increased deaths for women. Let me explain. There was an article, a brilliant article, written in September of 2008 by an attorney in the Journal of Empirical Legal Studies, and it was called Statins and Adverse Cardiovascular Events in Moderate Risk Females. Let me dumb it down for myself and for everyone. So I have an average medical practice. I have 5 female partners, however, and periodically some of their patients see me. They get stuck seeing the guy in the practice when they have an acute problem or they need a physical and the females are booked up. So whenever they come in and see me, I like to kind of stir the pot a little bit. It's kind of what I do at work and out of work. And I ask the ones that are taking a statin, I ask them, why are you on a statin? And they usually say, well, because my doctor put me on it. And I say, well, why'd they put you on it? The patient will say, well, I take it to lower my cholesterol. And then I'll say, well, so what's the point of that? What will that do by lowering your cholesterol? And they look at me quizzically, and they usually all respond the same way. And they say, well, it's going to prevent me from having a heart attack or dying. So that's when the fun begins for me, because I get to basically become a scientist at that moment and a teacher. So I have a teaching moment at that particular time. So I ask them, I say, well, where's the data? Can you show me any data to support what you just told me, that you're taking this medicine to lower your risk of having a heart attack or dying? They'll say, well, my doctor put me on it, so, you know, of course there's data. And I will say, well, actually, there's not. There is no data. There's actually no evidence showing that if you are a woman who has never had a heart attack or has never had a stroke, there is no evidence that taking that statin is going to lower your risk of having a heart attack or a stroke or dying. In fact, there is evidence showing that it increases your risk. All right, so everybody listening now is saying, what is this doctor talking about? So here's the deal. The studies that were done with men and women, and they basically, they use this thing, they hide behind this thing called evidence-based medicine, and that's kind of how we're all supposed to practice medicine now, based on the evidence. And we get graded on our evidence, and we get paid based on our following the so-called evidence. And in today's New York Times, just turns out there was an article on the op-ed page about how medical care is being corrupted. And it says that physicians who meet their designated targets are not only rewarded with a bonus from the insurance company, but we're also given high ratings on insurance websites. And if we don't meet these targets, we get penalized, or our patients actually have to pay higher copays. So basically, we are required to put people on medicines to get paid. And many of these people do not need the medicines. So I call it non-evidence-based medicine, or evidence-based nonsense. It's propagated with the best intentions. Well, not really, because the drug companies know that there's no solid data or evidence that women taking statins get a protective benefit. They've known this for a long time. The data shows, actually, if you look at Pfizer's study that used Lipitor in the ASCOT trial, showed that there was actually an increased risk of 10% of women taking statins of having heart attacks. Say it ain't so, Joe. Well, if you remember all those advertisements that you saw with Dr. Jarvik showing there was a 36% reduction in risk, well, that's true, but not for women. Basically extrapolated the data from men and applied it to women, when in fact, in their own trials, they had the data showing that it was of no benefit to women, and worse than that, it harmed women. All right, so enter the experts. Let's bring the experts in, the thought leaders. This is the National Cholesterol Education Panel. These are the doctors that are making our guidelines and telling us all the things we should be doing. And keep in mind, these guys are very wealthy. And if you look at their bank accounts, where their money comes from, most of it comes from the drug companies. They are all on the payroll. So the guys that are creating the guidelines, telling us what to do, are all basically having their wallets padded by the pharmaceutical industry. But they mean well. I'm sure they do. I'd like to start with a quote from 1865. This is from 1865 in a medical book. It says, "The men who have excessive faith in their theories or ideas are not only ill-prepared for making discoveries, they also make very poor observations. Of necessity, they observe with a preconceived idea, and when they devise an experiment, they can see in its results only a confirmation of their theory. In this way, they distort observation and often neglect very important facts because it doesn't further their aim." So the NECP, these so-called experts, they acknowledge that there's an absence of evidence supporting using statins in women. So they just merely go on to extrapolate from men to women. So it's fine. No, it's not fine. It's never fine to extrapolate if there's no data. But in this case, it's unexcusable because there is data. They outright ignored the existing data that didn't fit their aims, and they extrapolated away. So thus, millions of women are taking statins, thinking, along with their naive, ignorant doctors, that they're decreasing their risk of having a heart attack and death. So if you look at this article, this brilliant article from 2008, you'll see basically the science behind it. Here's what he found. Here were the results of this paper. First one, there is a significant protection for men by taking statins to prevent a heart attack. It's not great. It's about 1%. One out of 100 men who take a statin to prevent a first heart attack will not get a heart attack. One. That's 1%. They also found that there is no significant protection for women. I'll say it again. There is no significant protection for women taking a statin to prevent their first heart attack or stroke. I am not saying anything about women who have already had a heart attack or stroke. In that population, they do benefit from being on a statin. So if you want to go ahead and take your statin, have lower cholesterol, great. But don't kid yourself into thinking it's doing any good for you unless you've already had a heart attack or a stroke. So millions of women are walking around, duped by the drug companies, the experts, their own poor, uninformed doctors. But don't believe me. I'm just the skeptical guy. I want you to do your own homework. I can say that because I know most of you won't. And you'll continue to believe the myth. You'll sleep better living in ignorance. But if you're one of my patients, you're going to learn the harsh, stark, cold truth. And then I will leave it up to you. It's been a great 30-year run for Pfizer shareholders, but it hasn't prolonged the lives of the women taking the statins to prevent their first heart attack. So usually my female partners end up asking me in the hallway. They'll say, "Larry, what did you do? Why did you take my patient off their statins?" I said, "I didn't take him off their statin. I merely educated them." So go ahead, ask your doctor where he gets his information. Ask him to show you the proof and be prepared to piss him off because you're going to be exposing his or her ignorance. Stay skeptical, trust no one, and learn how to read a study yourself if you can, evaluate it by yourself without listening to the experts. If you are a doctor, please go beyond the abstract. The abstract doesn't really tell the whole story. You actually have to get into the meat of the article. And it would be nice to have our medical students learning how to critically evaluate studies. So that's it. There is no benefit for women taking statins who have not had a heart attack or stroke. Don't believe me. I'm just Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. I am reminding you once again, don't let anyone do your thinking for you, including me. Stay skeptical, my friends. And above well, stay well. Bye-bye.